Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that there were avasumas, there were 4 ladders for each of the menorahs that were burning during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Says the Gemara, Tana, Gaiva Ka Menorah, the height of each one of these menorahs was 50 Amma, was 50 Amma. And we learned further in the Mishnah, Va'arba Yuladim Shapirche Kohuna, there were 4 young Kohanim that would go up, Abideim Kadim Shemen, and they held barrels of oil, Shamei V'esim Lug, 120 Lug of oil. Ask the Gemari Bailu, how are we to understand when the Mishnah says that there were 120 Lug? Are we to understand, Mei V'esim Lug Kula, that there was a total of 120 Lug? Is that the way to understand the Mishnah? Idilma, or maybe the way to understand the Mishnah was, l'kol chad v'chad, that every one of those individuals were carrying a log that was 120 amos, that held 120 log. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Braisa clearly teaches us, u'b'yideyem kadeh shemen sh'shloshim sh'loshim log, that every child had in his hand a barrel of oil that held in a 30 lug, shem kulam, which for a total of mev esm lug of 120 lug. So the Gemara is very clear that it's 120 in total. The Tosfos Yontif says that it represents that 120 represents the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Simcha of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is the primary point of the Simcha of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is to remember Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu lived for 120 years. Daruch Ner says that there's a different point in the number 120. He suggests that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Dor HaMidbar when they did the Aveira, he gave them 120 years to do tshuva. And at the point of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which is the time for all of Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, he says we represent that 120 number of 120 for all of us to remember that we need to do tshuva. Tana Vehain, these children, these young Kohanim, when they were going up the ladders and they were holding these barrels of 30 lug, Mishabachim Haya were more praiseworthy. They were even stronger. Yosef Benosha Marta Bespasis. Marta Bespasis, the Gemara in Masechet Gittin Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph teaches us, was a wealthy Amona who lived in Yerushalayim at the end of the time of the Beis Mikdash Sheni. Her husband was not as famous as she was, and her children, therefore, were given the yichus after the mother, not after the father. And she ultimately became the wife of Yeshua ben Gamla, the Kohen Gadol. And they had children that were, she had very great children. Shibachim hayu Yosef b'na shabarta b'beisus. Shama b'na shabarta b'beisus. The Gemara says that they said about her son, she'yonaitl shtei yireichos shashar ha-gadol. He carried 2 thighs of a large animal, a large axe. The proof that it was such a large animal, that the axe shalocha be'elev zuz, it cost 1,000 zuz. So obviously, it was a very huge animal. Mahalich, and he walked up the ramp of the Mizbeach, eke b'tzad gadol, in very small steps. But, and he wanted to carry the entire animal by himself. But says the Gemara, his colleagues did not allow him to do so. B'shem Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. Baroiv Hadras Melech teaches us that when you do a mitzvah, the proper way of doing a mitzvah is by having many people participate in the mitzvah, not just one person doing a mitzvah. And that's why I saw that the Arzurua already says, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah in the shul, we should have as many people as possible participating in the Kriyas HaTorah. We should have one person for the Hagbah, another person for Galila. He discusses there that the Baal Tefillah, the Chazan, felt that the mitzvah of Aitzah v'achnasa, of bringing in and taking out the Sefer Torah, should go to him. And Arzurua says no, B'roiv am Chadras Melech, and therefore we should have a different person taking out the Sefer Torah and giving it to the Baal Tefillah. And therefore, he says as well, apparently there was a kibud, that not only was there a kibud for Galila, but there was a kibud that somebody had the schus, that they would have somebody give the person who did Galila the various parts of the Sefer Torah, and one person wanted to do both, and he was told no, B'roiv am Hadras Melech. And this is also the minig that many people have by a bris milah. We have a kibbut called chayka. The kibbut called chayka represents that a number of people participate in carrying the child towards the moel by the bris milah. And again, the purpose of that kibbut is b'roiv am hadras melech, to have as many people participate in the mitzvah as possible. But I did see from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, that even though that there is such a kibud, and now Gemara is teaching us that because of B'roiv Am Hadras Melech, it's an appropriate kibud. But Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say that for order to fulfill it, every person who does a kaika should carry the baby a little closer towards the bris. Otherwise, he really hasn't accomplished much with what he's done here. My Mishbachim, says the Gemara, would what makes these children even greater than the son of Marsa Basbaisis? Elam Mishum Yikra, if you're going to say because these barrels of oil were heavier than the animal, Hani Kirit Fei, two thighs of a large animal are heavier than these barrels. Ella Hassam Keves, the son of Marsa walked up a ramp. It was an incline, and therefore it's like walking on the ground. Hacha, they were carrying the barrels up the ladders, sulmois, zakif tuva, which were vertical and therefore much harder to carry up, and yet that they did, they were able to do it. And we learned further, there wasn't a chatz Yerushalayim that wasn't illuminated from the Beis HaSheva. Tana, says the Gemara, the Braisa taught us, Isha haisa bareres chitim la'or shal Beis HaSheva, that she would be able to sift or check the wheat if they were all fine from the light of the Beis HaSheva. There's a machloikus rishonim, Tosfos says, Tosfos, the Remaskel Isha and the Ritva say that it wasn't that she actually did it, because the halacha is the one is not allowed to benefit from Hegdish. What the Gemara means to say, says Tosfos, is that there was so much illumination that it could have been done, but not that it was actually done. The Rishalmi disagrees. The Rishalmi seems to say that they actually did it by that light, and it's not considered Me'ila because they didn't do it deliberately. They didn't do it in that way. So I saw that the Sefer Shevet Mi'Yehuda says that the Pasuk says, Vayihi Or, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Pasuk says, Vayihi Or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light in the world, and the purpose of the light in the world is for us to be able to separate the good from the bad. And that's what the Gemara means to say here, he says, that when they sat by the Beis HaSheva, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Shechina that emanated from the Simchas Beis HaSheva was able to illuminate the Or, that we were able to see the good from the bad in this world. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah further, Chassidim v'Anshei Meisa, the Chassidim v'Anshei Meisa would dance in front of by the Simchas Beis HaSheva, and they would say, Divrei Shiros v'Shishbochos. Tana Bana Yesh Oimrim, there were those who would say, Ashrei Yoldoseinu she'Beis HaZukneseinu, that we didn't do an Aveira when we were young, that we should be embarrassed now when we are old. Elu, who said that? Chassidim v'Anshei Meisa, who lived their entire lives, lives of purity. V'yesh b'em Oimrim, but there were others that say, Ashrei Zukneseinu she'Kafer Sila Deseinu, that in our old age, we were better than we were young. Who are they? Elu Bala Tshuva. It's referring to the Bala Tshuva who maybe in their younger years did not act the way they should have, but when they became older, they did the right thing. Elu Ve'elu Oimrim. But everybody would say, Ashrei Mishlechata, wonderful is a person who didn't do an Aveira. However, Mishlechata, if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, did an Aveira, Yoshev, he should do Tshuva for Yom Chaloi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Meichel him for Averis. So I saw that the Satmar Rebbe says that what is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, what were the Baal Tshuva saying? So he says that we know that if somebody does Tshuva Mahava, then there's a doinus, even the Averis that he did by Mezid, Nasla Kezuchiyos, they become mitzvahs. So he says that everybody, both the Chassidim and the Baal Tshuva, were able to make this type of an announcement. Because certainly the Baal Tshuva, who in their younger years might not have done what they were supposed to do, but they in later years became Baal Tshuva, certainly had a right to say that. But even the tzaddikim, the chassidim and anshei maisa, who in their younger years did what they were supposed to do, were still able to say that every day of our lives, every day of our lives is a day that we do better. And if it's a day that we do better, then everybody's considered about tshuva. Because today, I did better than yesterday. And I saw that the Yisbach Moshe quotes the Shalah. He says, why are Tamid Chachamim called Zakenim? Because the Pasuk says, Vavram Zokein Bob Beyomim. What happened with Avram Avinu was that every day, Avram Zokein Bob Beyomim, every day he made it into a worthwhile day. Because every day he did better than the day before. That's why they're all considered, that's why Eilu Ve'elu, both of them, both groups, were considered Baal Tshuva. But I saw that the Eitz Yosef says that Ashrei means people who did Tshuva, refers to people who did Tshuva when they were young. Because as the Eitz Yosef quotes the Rambam, who says that a person, when is a person considered about tshuva? A person is considered about tshuva when he was able to do the same aveira that he did, and he overcame his yetzahara, overcomes his yetzahara, and doesn't do the aveira. To not do an aveira when you don't have the ability to do the aveira anymore is not such a madrega. So he says, Eilu Baalei Tshuva, that when they were still able to do tshuva, and that they didn't, that's what's considered so important. Furthermore, the Ben Yoyada says, from here we see that even though, of course, a person should do tshuva in Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, but until Hashanah Rabbah, until Hashmini Atzeres, a person has the ability to do tshuva. And that's what our Gemara is teaching us, that here, during the Simchas Beis Shoeva, which took place during Sukkot, which went till Hashanah Rabbah, the Elul ve'Elul be able to do tshuva, they were able to do tshuva until the last minute. Tanya, Amar Lava Hillel Zaken, they said regarding Hillel Zaken, Shishamech B'Simchus Beis Shoeva, when he used to participate in the Simchus Beis Shoeva, Omar, Imanikan, if I'm okay, and this is what he used to say, Imanikan Hakolkan, if I'm here, everyone is here, V'im Ein Anikan, if I'm not here, Mikan. Of course, all the Mepharshim tried to understand this statement specifically, which it's being attributed to Hillel, which Hillel was known to be an onov, a tremendously modest person. And here he's saying, if I'm kan, then everything else counts, and if not, it doesn't count. So Rashi explains that Hillel wasn't speaking in his own name. Rather, Hillel was speaking in the name of Hashem. And he says, Rashi holds that when Hillel used the word ani, he was referring to himself. And he said that the glory of the Beis HaMikdash and all of the people that came to the Beis HaMikdash is only worthwhile im ani kan, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. However, if people do aveiros, which causes the Shechina to go away, then there's no value in all the people who are standing at the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mashab points out that the gematria of the word Hillel is the same as the gematria of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, 65. So he was referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Manikan, if Hillel which is equal to 65, that's when there's value. I saw another pshat that the Tal Torah suggests. He says that if we think about the area of the Azara where people stood during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, it was a relatively small area. But even though it was a small area, and as the Gemara Masechet Pesachim and other places, and Perek Avi Pesachim and other places seems to indicate, there were millions of people who came to the Beis HaMikdash to be Oil Regal. No one ever felt that he didn't have enough place. On the contrary, the Gemara says, that when they stood in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it was crowded, when they bowed down, that they had a room for everybody. And that's what Hillel was saying. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, so once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, HaKol Kan, then there's a room for everyone. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings, when there's the Shekhinah, then when the Shekhinah is there, everybody has enough room. But Im Ein Ani Kan, if I'm not here, Mikan, then there's no room for anybody. The Shekhinah is what gives us the ability to be wherever we need to be. I saw another pshat that what Hillel was meaning to say was that the Baditshuva once saw a person who was davening Shmon Esrei. And after the person finished davening Shmon Esrei, the Baditshuva went over to him and said to him, Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. And the person looked at the Baditshuva and said, I live here. I'm not a guest here. Why are you saying to me Shalom Aleichem? So he says, I could tell from the way you were davening, that your davening, you were not concentrating on your davening. You were traveling all around the world. And that's what Hillel was saying. When a person comes, the Chartuk Rebbe says this in the Sefer Ginza Yisrael, Imanikan, if a person comes to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hakol Kan, then he has to be, if he's there in his entirety, with all of his concentration, then Hakol Kan, he could accomplish what he needs to accomplish by davening. But if Ein Ani Kan, if his davening doesn't have his ani, doesn't have all of himself involved in the davening, Mikan, if Avodas Hashem isn't complete, then it's worthless. Another pshat I saw is very much connected to the way we began this discussion, is that indeed Hillel was the great Onav, the great modest individual. And what Hillel was saying is, I'm Ani Kan. If a person has the midah of ani, the midah that I, Hillel, have, the midah of modesty, then Hakol Kan, then we could have the Shekhinah. But in a place that people aren't modest, in a place that people are arrogant, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be here. Along the same vart I saw, Hillel was an individual who had no kinah. He was not jealous of everybody. In a place where everybody is able to live together and everybody could be happy for somebody else, then Hakol Kan. And then there's the place for Shekhinah, for the Shekhinah Kedosha. However, Im Ein Ani Kan, if we don't have that ability, if everybody's not able to live in harmony with everybody else, then Mikan, then we can't have a Shekhinah in such a place, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to such a place. Hu Haya Omer. Hillel would also say, L'makom Shani Oyev, to the place, to the Beis HaMikdash, which is where I want to be, Shom Ragli Melichas Osi. My feet, they themselves, take me there. As the famous Medrash says, Dovra Melch says, Hashafti Derachai V'Shivi Ragli El Adesecha. The Gemara says, the B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, every day Dovra Melch would think, I'm going here, I'm going there. Ragli melichas asil beis hamedrash. My feet by themselves carried me to the beis hamedrash. Furthermore, what he'll say in the name of Hashem, im tava al beisi. Hashem says, if you'll come to my home, to the beis hamikdash, ani over al beischa, I will come to your home and bring my shechina to your home. However, im ata lo tava al beisi, if you refuse to come to my home, ani lo yava al beischa, I won't come to your home. Shnema b'chol mokom ask shemi over lechavrachticha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you connect yourself to me, I will connect yourself to you. Af hu, Hillel once saw Raga go akash atzofal pnei mayim. He saw a skull floating on the water. And he understood, Rashi explains, that he was murdered. And Rashi goes on to explain that not only did he see that, they understand that he was murdered, he knew that he was murdered because he was a murderer. Amalei, so Hillel spoke to that skull and said, Al da atfus etifucha, since you cut off the skulls of other people, your skulls were cut off, umetfech yutufun, and the people who did this to you, ultimately, this will happen to them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ragloid by inish areven bay, a person's own feet are the ones that carry him, its connection to the previous Gemara, to where he needs to end up. La'asa the misbi, to the place where a person is supposed to be, tamen mavli, I say, that's where they carry him. And says the Gemara, Hane tri kishoy, that were kamei kaim shleim. There were these two kishoyim. Rashi says they were called kishoyim. They were called black because they were beautiful and they were different, and their beauty distinguished them from everyone else. And their name were Alichorof Vachia Bnei Shisha. Aside from the Shlomo Hava, they were the scribes of Shlomo HaMelech. Yom Echad Chazi L'Malach HaMavis D'Akav Atzah. One day, Shlomo HaMelech saw that the Malach HaMavis was very upset. Amalei, and he asked the Malach HaMavis, Shlomo HaMelech asked the Malach HaMavis, Amaya Tzivis, why are you so upset? Amalei, the Kaboy Menoihani Tati Kishoy V'Diyos V'Hacha. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sent that it's the time for me to take these two people from the world. Masrinu l'seirim, so Shlomo HaMelech gave them over to Shadim, Shadrinu l'mechuz de Luz, to take them to the city of Luz, where in the city of Luz, the Malach HaMavis has no power. Kimotel l'mechuz de Luz, when they got to that city, they got to the gate, but they didn't walk into the city, Shechivu, they died. The next day, Shlomo HaMelech saw that the Malach HaMavis was actually happy. Why are you in such a good mood? In the place that not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say when a person is supposed to leave the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu even says where he's supposed to be when he leaves the world. And you sent them to that place. Miat Pasach Shlomo V'Amar, immediately Shlomo HaMelech announced, Ragloid by Inish Ina Rivenbei. A person's feet become the Shlichim, the Lam'asa the Mitboy Tamim V'lo Yosei. Where he has to be, that's where he end up. And that's why the Hagos Yad Shol says that in Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeya, Simon Shin Samach Dalet Sif Gimel, the halach is the meis mitzvah kana mekaymei, that if somebody's found dead in a certain place, that's where you're supposed to bury him. So he says, why? Because our Gemara is teaching us that where a person dies is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to die. So if a person is a meis mitzvah and dies in a spot which is really not where he's supposed to be, that's right that he should be buried there. And moreover, the Ramam Mipanu says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Adam Rishon, he created him with earth from different places around the world. Why? Because the Ramam Mipanu explains that Hashem did that if a person passes away, any space, any place in the world, he could be buried wherever he dies, and there will be no problem with the earth accepting him. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because our Gemara just says that we don't know where a person will leave the world. And he has to be able to be buried wherever there. And as Mashar explains, Shlomo HaMelech thought that he could outsmart the Malach HaMavis. But you can't outsmart the Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis is the Shliach of Hashem. Tanya Amar Lovah Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Kishos Sameach B'Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when he participated in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Hayonaitel Shemoin Avukas, he would take eight torches of fire, the Zorik Achas, he would throw one up into the air, the Noitel Achas, and catch it, Vein Noigazu Bazu, and he was able to do it that they shouldn't touch each other. Kishimishtachve, and when he would bow down, Noich Ne Gudla Ba'aretz, he would rest his two hands on the earth, and put his weight on them. He would do a push-up, and he would kiss the ground, and then he would get up. No one else was able to do so. And the reason is, and says the Gemara, Vizui Kida, the Pasuk speaks about Kida, this is the way to do Kida. And the reason he specifically did it with torches of fire, says the Rasha, because as we've been learning, the Simchas Beis HaSheva took place at night, so they wanted to have the illumination of these torches. Levi Achva Kida Kamei de Rebbe. Levi once showed how to do Kida to Rebbe, Vitla. And when he did it, he became limp. He wasn't able to actually perform it. Ask the Gemara, Vaha Garmalei, is this the reason why he got wounded? A person should be careful not to speak towards Hashem in a strong way. There is a person who spoke to Hashem in such a fashion, Vitla, and he became a lame. Umano, who was that person? Levi. Because the Gemara Masechta Tainis Daf Chofei Amar Aleph teaches us, there was once they made a Tainis because there was a hunger, and Levi, and they fasted, and it still didn't change the situation. So Levi turned around and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Elisov Yishafta B'morim, you went up to the Shemayim, Ve'ein Atam Merachem Al Banecha. And that's why that's not the way we are supposed to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the reason. Why is our Gemara, asked the Gemara, saying that the reason is because he showed Kida? Answers the Gemara, Hava Hava Garmalei. It was a combination. That, and the way Rashi explains, that when a person puts himself, is in a Shas Sakana, then that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at him. So here, because Levi spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not in the proper way, so when he did Kida, which was a time when he could be in danger, that's why he wasn't able to come out safely. Levi Av Matayel Kamei de Rebbe. Rebbe, Levi was standing in front of Rebbe, and he wanted to make Rebbe happy. So what he did was, Betamnei Saki, he took 8 knives to juggle them. Shmuel Kamei Shvamalka, Betamnei Mazgei Chamra, would juggle 8 glass cups of wine, and without any wine spilling, or without the cups breaking. Abaye Kamei de Rabba, Betam de Beya, would juggle 8 eggs, Vamalei Be'arba Beya, and others say there were 4 eggs. Tanya, Amar Bishur Ben Chananya, Kesheyinu Smechem, Simchas Beis HaSheva, when we would rejoice at the Simchas Beis HaSheva, L'ri'inu Sheina Be'aneinu, we never slept. So, of course, the question is, what's pshat l'ri'inu sheina b'neinu? Does a person see his sleeping? So the Chasam Sofer says, what it means to say is, people sometimes, says the Chasam Sofer, could sleep with their eyes open. If you're sitting and you're awake and your eyes are open, but you're wasting your time, so it's considered like you're sleeping with your eyes open. He says, what the Gemara says is that during that time, he said, we didn't waste a moment. Our eyes were open, but we didn't waste in a moment. Ketzad. And the Gemara goes through the schedule of the day. Shor Rishayna, Tam Tshashacha. First day, they would bring the Karm Tam Tshashacha. Misham, they went to Tefillah. Misham, they went to Karban Musaf. Misham l'tfilas ha-musafim. Misham l'beis ha-medrash, to learn. Misham l'chil ishtir, they needed to eat and drink. Misham l'tfilas mincha. Misham l'tamit shebein ha-abayim. Bikam v'elch l'simchas beis ha-shoeva. And it's very interesting. From here we see that in the time, says the Tashbats, in the Shas HaTshuvas Tashbats, Chelik beis simen kuf samach aleph, that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they were mispalel, as we are mispalel. But he says, what was their tefillah? The tefillah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the schus that the Beis HaMikdash should remain standing. Also, it's interesting that the tefillah shachris took place after they brought the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, whereas tefillah mincha took place before the Tamid Sheben Abayim. Why? So the Mashah explains that the Gemara teaches us that the first thing that should be done every day is the Tamid Shel Shachar. The last thing that should be done every day is the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So in the morning, they were careful to first bring the Tamid Shel Shachar before they were mispalel. In the afternoon, they were careful to first daven mincha and only then bring the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im so that the day should conclude with the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Ask the Gemara, any, is it possible to say that they didn't sleep at all? If somebody makes a shvu that he will not sleep for 3 days, they give him malchus because it's a shvu shav, it's something that's impossible to fulfill, and he goes to sleep immediately. So how could our Gemara suggest that they didn't sleep? Says the Gemara, we didn't really feel the sleep because they didn't just sleep. They didn't sleep in a normal fashion. Rather, they would take a nap on each person's one on the leaning on the next person. So the Rishonim ask, how is it possible that they slept that way? The halach is that on Sukkot you can't sleep. Chutz l'sukkah. So I saw two terutzim. The Tashbat says that if the reason we're not supposed to sleep even a Shinas Arai outside of the sukkah, for we're concerned if you're going to sleep a Shinas Arai outside the sukkah, you may end up sleeping, it may turn into Shinas Kva. But when you're sleeping, just leaning on somebody else, that could never come to Shinas Kva. The Rekech actually says that they slept, there was a sukkah built in the Ezra's Noshim, and that's where they went to sleep. Chamesh Esrei Malus, we said there were 15 steps from the Ezes Yisrael going down from the Ezes Yisrael to the Ezes Noshim we learned in the Mishnah, corresponding to the 15 Shir HaMalus. Omle Rav Chizda Lahum and the Rabbonin, the Avakum Masada the Agadah the Kamei. Rav Chizda said to this Rabbonin, who was the person that would learn the Agadah by him, Omle Shmielach, have you heard Hani Chamesh Esrei Malos, the 15 Shir HaMalos that we have in Tehillim, from Perikuf Chof to Perikuf Lam Dalid, Keneged Mi Amram David, corresponding to what the David HaMelech said them? Amalei Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'shor Shekar David Shitin, when David HaMelech dug the tunnels that were under the Mizbeach, Kofa Tahoyma, the underground water came up, or boil a mishtafa alma, and wanted to destroy the entire world. Amar David Chamesh Esrei Malos, David HaMelech said the 50 Shir Malos, varidam, and he brought them back to their place. Ihachi asked the Gemara if the purpose of the Shir HaMalos was to lower the water, bring them back down to their place. Ihachi Chamesh Esrei Malos, it shouldn't say Malos, Yardis miboilei. It should have said Chamisha Asur Yardis, that these Shir HaMalos are what caused the world to the water to recede. Amalei, Hoyavet Karta, now that you remind me, Hachi Itma. Now I remembered exactly how this entire episode took place. Bishar Shekar David Shitin, when David HaMelech dug those tunnels, Kofa Taima Boil Mishtafa Alma. The water, the underground water wanted to flood the world. Amar David, mi kadiyada, is there anyone that knows ishari lemichta of shem achaspa, if it's permissible to write the name of the shem shemayim on a piece of cheres v'nishda b'tahima and to throw it down and that would cause the water to recede. V'lek the kamale midi, and there was no one that said anything. Amar David, so David HaMelech made an announcement. Call the yada lemeimer. Whoever knows the halacha of Eina Omar, the Chanuk Begroinim. So Rashi explains that what was the question? It was a situation of Sakonis Nefashis. So he says that David HaMelech was concerned that the issue of Mechikas Hashem, of wiping out the Shem Hashem, explains to Aruch Lener, is a question of Chil Hashem. And maybe when there's a question of Chil HaShem, we're not supposed to do anything even when it's a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. I saw that the Chibina Rav in the Shas HaTshuva David Misharim, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Yudalid, asked this question. How could there be a question in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh? And he says that his son, who died at Kiddush Hashem, answered that the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, when it speaks about what we're allowed to do in a situation of pikuach nefesh, says that only a natural refuah is permitted. So if the question was, can we bring tractors and cause the water to go down? Of course we'd be allowed to do so. Here they were using a Shem Hashem, which is not a regular refuah, that may be not be done. Rashi says that David HaMelech actually knew the answer. But the reason he didn't want to say the answer was because Achitofel, who was his Rebbe, was there. And because Achitofel, his Rebbe, was there, that's why he didn't want to paskin. And now the question is, why didn't Achitofel, as we see, want to immediately give the answer until David HaMelech, so to speak, forced him with this announcement? So I saw that the Aruch Lener says a beautiful pshat. Achitofel, as we know, particularly from the episode with Avshalom, was an enemy of David HaMelech. And he knew that David HaMelech did an Aveira because of David HaMelech and Shaul, the city of Noiv Ira Kahanim was massacred. Now, David HaMelech, of course, didn't kill them. He was only a Goyim. He only caused it to happen. But he wanted that David HaMelech should be considered that if somebody causes something to happen, it should be considered like he did it. So that's why he wanted this should happen too, that they should cause that the Shem Hashem should be erased, and the question would be, is it considered like it did in Aveira, and then deserves a punishment or not? But once he said this, he had no choice, once David HaMelech made this announcement, Achitofel had no choice and made the following kal v'chomer. In order to make peace between husband and wife, we know in the procedure of a soita, the name of Hashem is written and it's erased. Here, we're to make shalom for the whole world, certainly we're allowed to have the name of Hashem erased. Amalei Shari, and that's why Achitofel said it is permitted. Kos of Shem Achasba, so David HaMelech wrote the Shem Hashem on a piece of earthenware, v'shadol tahayma, and threw it on the ground, v'nachas tahayma shitza alfa gamide, and it went down 16,000 amas. Kichazed nachas tuva, when David HaMelech saw they went down so deep, and the world won't have any moisture, which it needs to have, the higher the water level up, the more moisture we have, and it'll be better for fruits and vegetables to grow. So at that point, David HaMelech said 15 shir hamalas, and it rose up 15,000 amas, and now it's 1,000 amma below ground. Amma ula. So says Ula, based on this story, Shmamina Sumchad Ara Am Fagamida. The thickness of the earth above the water that's below ground is 1,000 amma. Ask the Gemara, V'chazin the Karina Purti V'naf Gemayim. Sometimes we just dig a little and water already comes out. Answers the Gemara, Ara Meshashia Ahuma Puma de Pras. That's from water that comes from Pras. That's not from the water that's underground. And since it's not water that's underground, that's why that's not a proof to what we're discussing. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'lo yir oid mabel l'shachas ha'aretz, that he'll never bring a mabel. Here, David HaMelech was concerned that there would be a mabel. So I saw two terutzim. One terutz that the Sefer Daf El Daf suggests that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke about the mabel, he meant rain that comes from the heaven to the earth. David HaMelech here was speaking about the water from underground going up. Another pshat that he suggests, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that shvua, he made a shvua that he will never bring a mabul because people did aveiros. Here, the world that was going to be flooded was not going to be because of aveiros. Davni Nezer, based on this Gemara, asks, but why was David HaMelech so concerned about putting this piece of earth with the Shem's name into this area? It's a grumma. It wasn't something that he deliberately raised Hashem's name. And we know that in many areas of halacha, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Nezokim, grumma, if you only cause something to happen, it's not considered as if you actually did it. So why is it a problem? So Avnei Nezer says a very bechiddush. He says the definition of a grumma is only when it's not certain that what you're trying to do will happen. But if what you are doing is certain to happen, he says that's not considered a grumma. That's considered actually as if you did it. And David HaMelech, since he was sure if he put the Shem Hashem there, it would cause that the Shem Hashem should be erased. That isn't considered a grumma. We learned further in the Mishnah, Vamdu Kohanim Bishara Elyon Shiarid. The Kohanim stood in the place where the Ezra Yisrael goes down to the Ezra Snoshim, and they had trumpets in their hand. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lamala Siris, when the Mishnah said that when they came to the step, 10th step, what does that mean? Because the Mishnah said that they came to the step's 10th step, and that's when they blew the trumpets. What does that mean? The Nochas Chamisha, that they walked down five steps, the Kaya Sara, and they're 10 steps left to walk. Or, they already walked 10 steps, the Kai Chamishin, they're 5 steps left, and the Gemara remains with a Teichu. We learned further in the Mishnah that when they came to the gate where they exit the Beis HaMikdash on the east side, they turned around and they said, Avoseinu Shoyahu B'makam Zeh, Achareim Al HaHechel Pneim Kedma, U'mishtachim Kedma L'Shemes, our forefathers worshipped the sun, and we don't do this. Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk in Yecheskel says, where Kadosh Baruch Hu shows Yecheskel how the people in his time weren't acting appropriately. The pasuk says, "V'hinei pasach heichal Hashem ke'esrim v'chamisha ish achureim al heichal Hashem ufneim kedma ve'im mishtachim kedma l'shemes." Says the Gemara, if the pasuk says that Fenaim came that they were facing the east side, obviously that their back were to the Hechel Hashem. Any Adaya shall chareim Hechel Hashem, because the Hechel is on the west side. So why does the pasuk have to say achareim Hechel Hashem? Says the Gemara, melamed shayu parim atzmam, they reveal themselves, they reveal their bodies of matrizim klapim atzmam, they would go to the bathroom in that direction. But the people in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Simchas Beis Sheva, would say, Onu l'ka, l'ka einenu. Eini, says the Gemara, V'amar Abzeir, kol oim shema shema. If somebody says the Pasuk Shema twice, kil oim emoidem moidem. It's as if he's showing that there are two gods. That's why the Gemara Masech the Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, teaches us that if you say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then you repeat it, it's unacceptable. And even if you repeat every word, it's also unacceptable. Says the Gemara, so how could they say it this way? Alach Kamri, Hei Mishtachvim Kaidma, they said, our forefathers bow down to the east, to the sun, V'anu L'ka, we daven to Hashem, then we thank Hashem, V'anu L'kam Yachlus, we realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The halach is that when they brought Kabanis, the halach is that they used to bring, the Torah says that they had to blow with the Chatzoitris when they brought the Kabanis. As the Pasuk says, U'b'yayim simchaschem v'mayadechem u'b'roshe chatshechem sukatem chatzoitris al eloiseichem v'al zivchei shlomcheichem. And even though the Pasuk says the Chinuch is speaking about Yom Tovim, every day that they brought kabanas, this was the halacha. So it teaches us the Mishnah, they never had on any day in the Beis HaMikdash less than 21 tekiyas. There was never more than 48. And the Mishnah explains itself. Every day there were 21 blasts. In the morning when they opened up the Beis HaMikdash, they did Tekiyah Teruah Tekiyah. V'teishel Tamid Shel Shachar, when they brought the Tamid Shel Shachar, there were 9 more. When they did the Nisach HaYayin, the Levim would sing, and they would do it in three parts. And for every part, there was tekiah through a tekiah. V'teishel tamet shebein abayim, another nine for the tamet shebein abayim. For a total of 9 plus 9 plus 3, 21. M'mesofim, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, when they brought Karban Musaf, Haimasif and Aitesha, there were another nine more. Ube Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, teaches us that they used to blow on Erev Shabbos to let everybody know that it was Shabbos was approaching. They would do Sholosh Lahaftas Amma Malacha. They would blow three tekiyas to tell everybody to stop doing Malacha. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos explains first that they blew to let the people who were further from the city stop to work. Then they blew for the people in the city to stop to work. And then they blew to tell everybody that it's time to light the candles. Afterwards, they waited a little after they made that tekiah to let everybody know that they have to light the candles. And then everybody they blew a little while later and they knew it was Shabbos. L'havdil ben kodesh l'chol. Erev Shabbos b'tochei chag. If Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed on Sukkos, so we know that on Sukkos they also had extra tekiyas because of the mitzvah of Shiva Samayim. There was a total of Hayisham Arba'im Rishmona. There was a total of 48, and the Mishnah explains how we get to that number. Shalosh L'Psicha Sh'arim, three for the Psicha Sh'arim that they had every day. Shalosh L'Shar Elyon, when they went through the Shar Niknar, they blew. Shalosh the Shar Tachton, when they came to the Shar Tachton, v'shalosh l'milui amayim, three when they filled up the water from the Shiloyach and came to the Azara, when they entered the Shar Hamayim, shalosh agav mizbeach, when they did the aravos around the mizbeach, teishal l'tamim shel shachar, teishal l'tamim shel ben abayim, teishal l'mesofim, nine for the mesofim that are brought on Yontif. It was Yontif. Shalosh l'haftos ha'amim melacha, because it was Erev Shabbos, Shalosh l'haftos b'kash l'choil, which gives us a total of 48. I saw that the Rambam points out that there were times that there were really actually more than that. And that was in Erev Pesach, that was on Shabbos. But since not every year did you have an Erev Pesach on Shabbos, but every year there is a Shabbos during Sukkos, that's why our Mishnah doesn't speak about that time, but actually that time he says there were 57.